curry my yoghurt, said the DUP's Gregory Campbell when he was mocking the Irish language. Patrick is in Belfast, Mark and Linda and Wesley, and you're calling us from all over the country. Gregory Campbell's agreed to stay on this morning. Bring it on, he says, to any of you who want to challenge him. We'll bring you on in just a second or two. First of all, Linda Irvine is the Irish Language Development Officer for East Belfast. Are you surprised, Linda?
Yes, I was surprised and disappointed again to hear such idiocy really coming from Stormont. You know, as a taxpayer, this isn't really what I pay my taxes for. I want proper debate. I want proper politics, not this immature nonsense. I was a teacher for many years, and sometimes when I hear the goings-on in politics, it makes me reminiscent of days in school with girls and very childish behaviour, to be honest. I also, listening to Gregory there, he was saying about how he hears politicians from Scotland and Wales not behaving in the way that Sinn Féin has behaved, and he questions why. And I wonder, is it the fact that there's a Language Act in Wales and there's a Language Act in Scotland which protects the language and allows the language to be used in an official way? Unfortunately, the Language Act that was agreed to with by part of the Good Friday Agreement has never been brought into play.
Gregory?
Maybe that's why people feel that they have to push it in an official way. Now, I'm not saying that what Sinn Féin is doing is the correct way of using the language, but they are entitled to do that. It's one sentence, and it's really Gregory's overreaction. Also, you know,
well, let's let him respond to you.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Linda, you mentioned there, you used the terminology immature nonsense. Now, I want you and others to get the scale of this. And that's why at the start of this discussion with Stephen, I outlined what happens. And people can tune in each day and see. Each time it's question time, each time there's a statement or a debate. Every day, all day. Not once, not twice, but dozens of times a day, every single day. No matter what the topic is. It doesn't matter what it is. Roads, planning, hospitals, international development. They have to start their comments in Irish, which most people don't understand.
Go on, Linda.
Well,
now, is what I'm saying right? I know everybody will have a view on it, but will people agree that what I've said is accurate? That's the first thing. Do you agree that what I've said is accurate?
Gregory, with respect, every time you give your name, you use the Gaelic language, because your surname Campbell is a Gaelic name.
Do people know what that is? Do people know what Campbell is?
I know it. A lot of people who feel like notes,
and
every
so
time
you
use that. So I don't, why would I be offended at that use? So when somebody from Sinn Féin says, Gormalga, thank you, to the speaker, why should that be offensive? Why should that bother you so much? Why can you not just acknowledge that that's what they want to use? It's just, it means as much as thank you.
Why is it that they insist on understanding it? Why is it? Well, you understand it because you're an Irish language speaker. But most people. Yeah, but most people in Northern Ireland don't understand the Irish language.
And have no particular interest in it.
So
there are a lot of people who do understand it.
There are some people who do. Not, don't say a lot now when that's factually incorrect.
There is a lot of people. We know what
each of the surveys have said and each of the polls
have said. Whether a lot of people or not very many people understand the language, Gregory, everybody will have understood that you were going out of your way yesterday to mock the language.
No, I wasn't going out of my way to mock the language. I was going out of my way to expose the hypocrisy and fallacy of people who keep using the Irish language, even some of those who aren't very good.
If you weren't going out of your way to mock the language, Gregory Campbell, why were some of your colleagues, Peter Weir, Edwin Poots and Stitches, laughing?
Because, well, maybe they thought there was a bit of humour in it. Maybe there's just the chance, the off chance.
So it was mocking.
That there was a little bit of humour.
So it was mocking.
Humour's not the same as mocking, Steve. But look, the point is, I am stating some factual position. You're trying to get away from that. They continually, habitually use the Irish language to start off every single country.
Patrick's in Belfast. Morning, Patrick.
Why do they do that?
Go ahead, Patrick. Say good morning to Gregory.
Stephen, I don't follow politics an awful lot in this country, but I know Gregory's paid on a payroll.
Say good morning to him. I want you speaking to him directly.
Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
Gregory, I don't hold any sort of political views, any sort of way to go about things. It's a Tuesday morning. You're on this here radio show talking about the way someone stands up and says thank you for being allowed to speak in an elected house. The NHS is falling to bits in this country. Education's falling to bits in this country. See, if I was to phone my boss and say, no, listen, sorry, I can't come in today. I'm not impressed by the way that person spoke. You're elected in that third parliament to sit and talk about issues that matter. Does this really matter?
Well, you see, I agree with you that there are a whole series of very important issues that need to be dealt with. There are. And I have to ask myself, whenever we're dealing with a whole raft of those important issues, why do some people want to politicise every single one of them every single time they raise them? And that's what they're doing. Now people, I know there are people getting hot and bothered about this, but they have to face the facts. And the facts don't change because they rail against them. People do not understand the Irish.
It would be different if they stood up and give their whole speech on the NHS, on education, on a topical subject that mattered in Irish. It would matter then. The fact that you're getting your back up and sitting out saying, I don't agree with this, I think it's not right, to me it just shows that Northern Ireland politics still has bigotry running through the veins.
That's well, what I think...
And I tell you what, you haven't done yourself any favours by raising this sort of issue.
Well, if I exposed...
Northern Ireland wants.
If I exposed bigotry running through the veins of some people yesterday, I'm quite content that I did that. Because all that I've said this morning and yesterday is based on the factual position of what happened.
Niall O'Donoghue
Nobody's come on yet to explain why they keep doing it.
Sinn Féin's Niall O'Donoghue has just texted to say Gregory, tweeted to say Gregory insults and offends thousands of Irish taxpayers, and he tells us we have to understand.
Totally
he should apologise. He should apologise.
And no explanation as to why.
I
was on earlier this morning with the Culture Minister. I've been on with some of your callers. None of them can explain why do they do it all the time.
Well, Patsy McGlone from the SDLP, you're a fluent Irish speaker. Tell him why, Patsy.
Well, first of all, I have to say it was quite a juvenile attempt by Gregory yesterday to mock the language. The reason I speak the language is because I can and because I love speaking the language. It's part of my heritage. It's part of my culture. That's what we signed up for in the Good Friday Agreement.
Do you use it in assembly?
To respect difference, yes. To respect difference. And often Jim Shannon, while he was in the assembly, spoke in Ulster Scots. I respected that. I sat there and I listened to it. And he spoke on many occasions in Ulster Scots, which was his chosen language. That's fine by me. It's called mutual respect. It's about respecting difference.
Politics.
We should do more of.
It's sensible politicians, in my view, as well, Stephen. The fact that this is now has been running now this year for, I'd say, at least 45 minutes. I'm talking about.
Well, there are hundreds of calls coming in here about this. This is actually one of the most reactive subjects we have done in months. In many,
and you know
many
what,
months.
Stephen? And you know what, Stephen? People can understand what we're saying. Maybe that's why they're ringing in, because they can understand what we are saying. None of us are going off at a tangent.
Well, you wanted an explanation.
The majority of people don't understand.
You wanted an explanation. Patsy McGlone's just given it to you.
It wasn't a very good one.
Go on, Patsy.
Why keep using it, Patsy? Why do it all the time, every time, no matter what the topic is?
Well, I bounced that question. Why did Jim Shannon use it?
Because he didn't do it every time, no matter what the topic
was. He had pride in his language, because he had pride in his culture.
No, Patsy, that is not right. He did not do it every single time, on every topic, on every subject, on every occasion.
I was there on many occasions when that happened.
Yeah, occasionally.
Now,
correct.
Gregory, just be as facts. You dropped a clanger yesterday. You mocked the language. You mocked other people there. I think he should maybe just apologise.
Patsy, I exposed the hypocrisy of people in the Assembly. That's why I was elected, and I make no apology for doing it. I've done it before, and will do it again. If people insist on speaking a language that the majority of people don't understand, they have to take what's coming.
So you
have
really
to take
respect
it.
Difference.
I do respect difference. And if you want to speak Irish, that's your entitlement to speak it.
Yes.
But when you do so all the time, every time, then you have to understand that you then are subject to some criticism, like the criticism I offered yesterday, which is, why are you doing it all the time, every time, when others don't do likewise?
And should I explain that when I use it in Irish, when I speak first in Irish, I then say the exact same thing in English, and other members, including members of your party, know that.
And do you appreciate, Patsy, that when you speak in Irish, we can't understand a word you're saying?
Well, perhaps there's a need for lessons about that.
But you do just appreciate that we can't...
All I'm saying is, Gregory...
Do you appreciate that we don't understand what you're saying when you use it? Do you?
Well, I appreciate that.
Right. Just well, that's a start.
Yes, I appreciate that, but I also respect your right, or your colleague's right, as I did on many occasions, Jim Shannon's right, to speak in Ulster Scots.
Yes, If we did so on every single occasion, every day, question time, speeches, statements, debates, every time, all the time, every one of us, somebody somewhere would say, you know what they would say, Patsy? Catch yourself.
That's what they would say.
Well, that's what they would say, and that's what I was saying yesterday.
When you said today, Gregory Campbell, they have to take what's coming.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
I meant by what they got yesterday. And what they got before, and they'll get again.
What do you mean they'll get it again? Get what again?
The exposure of what they're doing. I don't know why they don't get this. If you keep speaking, everyone has a...
So you're going to continue to mock the Irish language?
You keep using the word mock.
You're going to continue to create comedy around the Irish language if they continue to use the language, is that right?
If people continue all the time, every time, whatever the topic is, to use a language that most people can't understand, I'm going to keep saying that. And then maybe eventually it will...
You're going to keep saying what? Curry my yogurt?
Whatever way I have to do it in order that people can see the fallacy of their stance. If you keep using a language that most people don't understand, and you do it all the time, every time, at some point somebody's going to say, why on earth are they doing
Samuel's
that?
In Belfast. Morning, Samuel.
Good morning, Stephen.
You can say good morning to Gregory. To be fair to him, he's taking your calls this morning. Speak to Gregory. Go ahead.
Yeah, to be fair to him, he is, but I just wouldn't mind tackling his ignorance and under a number of regards this morning. I mean, he talks about a lack of comprehension, which may be down to his own ignorance. But can I just ask him about this? I mean, presumably, Gregory, every morning whenever you travel to Stormont, you go past Carson's statue, do you?
Yes, it would be difficult to get in without doing that, yeah.
Yeah, and presumably when you pass Carson's statue, you bear in mind the fact that not only was he a keen supporter of Gaelic sports, but also a fluent Irish language speaker.
That was because he lived in the Irish Republic in Dublin. Yes, that's correct.
That's because he was a proud unionist and a proud Irishman and the founding father of Northern Irish unionism.
In Dublin, that's what he was.
Forgive me one moment, Gregory. Let me talk for a second. Do you not understand that in trying to tackle what you see as a political issue, you have tried to tackle it through ignorance, arrogance, and disrespect to those who are speakers of the Irish language? Do you not understand that? Are you totally ignorant to that fact?
Right. Well, let's take some of the phrases that you've used, because the thread throughout this debate this morning has been respect and the lack of respect. And the words you've used to describe me are ignorant and arrogant and disrespectful. Now, what have I done? I have drawn attention to the fact that Sinn Féin, not only Sinn Féin, but particularly Sinn Féin, all day, every day, on every topic, begin their contribution in the Assembly in a language that most people can't understand.
Yes, he's heard
now,
that.
If someone can come on and say...
You've said this.
I've heard that noise 7 or 8 times, Greg.
Yeah, no, and you know why I've said it 7 or 8 times? Because some people aren't wanting to listen. And now nobody's coming on
Gregory, you're actually incorrect.
They're coming on and they're trying to divert, or they're trying to change, or they're trying to create a smokescreen. That rather than face up to this, why are you talking in a language that most people don't understand?
Gregory, what I'm saying is that I'm not saying you don't have a valid point in that sense, in that if it stands in the way or stifles debate, speaking in a language which people don't understand may have a point. But it's how you went about it. It's how you went about it. By mimicking and poking fun. I mean, you said moments ago that were one of your colleagues, Jim Shannon or otherwise, to speak in Ulster Scots, the word you used was, I would take them aside and have a quiet word with them. Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you speak politely? Why didn't you address it politely? Or better than that, rather than as a juvenile, as a politician...
Or Samuel, was he just having a laugh, for goodness sake? Is he not allowed to use a bit of comedy? Is it really that offensive? Curry my yogurt. Is it really that offensive? Like, do you really think Irish language speakers, Samuel, are really, really going to bed furious last night after Gregory said, curry my yogurt?
Are people calling in for fun this morning, Stephen?
Are you genuinely offended?
I am. And as a member of the unionist community, I'm offended. Because I would like to think that in this day and age, that people who represent the good working, hard working people of Northern Ireland, who actually want to talk about the budget, who actually want to talk about getting on with life and making money in Northern Ireland, should be treated with respect and actually get on with proper debate instead of the sidetracked issues such as
bigotry
and lack of understanding of not only the DUP and Gregory Campbell,
but
other politicians as well. I agree with you that distractions such as speaking another language can sometimes be unhelpful, but there's many ways to skin a cat, and I'm afraid, Gregory, this is not one. And
if, Gregory Campbell, will you apologise to those people who you have offended?
Years, if they do it for months and years, all day, every day, there comes a time when you have to say this has got to be exposed. That day was yesterday.
What do you mean expose?
Yes, it was. Well, are we talking about it today?
Will you apologise to those people you've offended?
Stephen, when you consider an apology, you do so because you've done something wrong. Yes, if there are apologies to be made, I think I'll be at the back of the queue for all of the Irish language speakers. Not the Irish language speakers who genuinely speak Irish and want to do so in a proper context, when they're whether it's wanting simply to learn the language to pass on to their children, but those who want to get up every single day, no matter what the topic is, and ram home a political point about Irish, even though people don't understand it. I think there should be apologies, yes, a whole raft of them, but I will not be apologising.
The MLA...
Do you understand...
Do I understand what?
That I won't be apologising. You've asked me that about two or three times, and I've told you, I won't be apologising. Now, whenever people...
Well, your boss might tell you to apologise. We need to find out what your boss thinks of this.
What I think you should do, Stephen, is I think you should get the Shinner introduction and compare it to my introduction.
I have got the MLA Code of Conduct in front of me, which says members should keep in mind that rude and offensive behaviour may lower the public's regard for and confidence in members and the Assembly itself. Members should therefore show respect and consideration for others at all times. So it'll be interesting to see if anybody can establish curry my yoghurt is showing respect and consideration.
Yeah, and would that same,
I wonder if you've broken the MLA Code of Conduct.
Would that same Code of Conduct, do you think, apply to the Minister who refused to answer my question yesterday?
Jan in Ballygowan. Morning to you, Jan.
Stephen, I think you like to stir a pot and stir it very well. It's past Halloween now, so it is.
I like to stir a pot.
Yes.
How have I stirred the pot?
You never stop until you get the thing going really well, and when you get it going really well, then you can laugh at it.
Let me assure you, this is a story. This is a story.
I tell you something now, Stephen. There's more important things to talk about.
There's 250 people trying to get on air here this morning.
I couldn't care about 150 people trying to get on air or any other thing. It's past Halloween, and I can tell you, you stir pots all the time.
What do you think of curry my yoghurt?
I don't think very much of it, for I was said to curry my yoghurt.
Wesley in Portrush. Morning, Wesley. Very quickly, Wesley.
Booker Tove. Boker Tove.
Dear.
Boker Tove, can you understand me, Gregory?
Well, if you explained what you were saying, I might.
Boker Tove, good morning.
What does it mean?
Good morning. It's good morning in Hebrew.
Right.
Now, if I spoke that all the time to people, then they would get nauseated. And it seems to me that Gregory's contribution was totally right.
Okay.
Because it was in its context of talking about language. He was asking a question.
Wesley,
language.
Wesley, thank you very much. Gregory, thank you, sir. Thank you for coming on this morning. We're out of time, but thank you very much indeed. It's 8 minutes now to 10.